The rental market is so competitive because there's so many tenants looking for rentals. It's very important that tenants have a good rent history, and it's also very important for landlords to make sure they get the right tenant. And so, because the score industry is so successful now, because people are so concerned about credit, there are new credit scores and new supplements coming out that allow landlords to decide based on the history of your rent payments rather than just your credit, whether you're a good tenant, which could be great and it could be bad. For people who have had problems with their landlords, it could be a problem, and if you've paid late. But for those who don't have traditional credit, like if you went to get your FICO score and you didn't have a score because you didn't have credit cards or you didn't have a mortgage or you didn't have installment loans, then you can actually start getting a record of your rental history put on your credit report. And there's a company that is from Experian, which is from one of the major credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, and it's called Experian Rent Bureau Rental Payment Data. And what they do is they have management companies updating consumers' rental histories on a 24-hour basis. So if you wanted to make sure that your information and your history was in that database, you can go to clearnow.com, www.clearnow.com. You can actually have your landlord set up with this clearnow.com your rental history payments and start updating the information, and it's free for them to do that. So this is a great way for people who don't have traditional credit to start getting their credit history put into the bureau.
So, in other words, if it's my first apartment, let's say, and I don't have a credit card history or anything, I go on this and I
yes,
my
you can,
landlord just
yes,
say that.
you and your landlord can go and sign up and they can start updating your history. Now, if your landlord does not want to do this, you can do it on your own, but you're going to have your rent automatically debited from your bank account. And that's the only way they could keep a record of this.
Yeah, well, otherwise I could lie, right? I could say I paid and I didn't.
Well, if your landlord is willing to update through this Clear Now, then you don't have to have it automatically debited. But if your landlord is not willing to go and register with clearnow.com, then you can have them take your rental history without your landlord, but you have to pay automatically through your bank account. So really what this ClearNow is doing is updating that you paid on time through looking at your bank account instead of through your landlord.
Okay, so if you'd have it automatically taken out of your account.
Exactly. So
Because I would understand, like, if you live, like, in the suburbs and you're renting maybe a two-family house where you know your landlord very well, you probably could get your landlord to do it.
Yes.
But if you're, like, in the city in a big building, I don't know if they're going to be bothered.
Right. They might and they might not. I mean, it's worth it to ask. Now, if you're going to a landlord in the city, it's a good way to kind of explain to them that this bureau is updating 24-hour records of rental history. They may want to even register for their own interest in looking at risk, because that's great information as opposed to traditional credit history. So it's very.
Well, that's even better. And, you know, for all of
Yes.
those people, like over time, that, like, you know, all the people that rent out, you know, all of the nightmares that we've heard about people who are first-time investors, or you don't have to be a first-time investor. They've got these deadbeat people. If they had something like that that people could look at, it certainly would be helpful.
Yes, there's also, which is very helpful, you can go to Experian Connect and you can purchase your score for like $15, and then you can give landlords a PIN number and they could go and view your credit for free, like if it's a smaller landlord, through Experian with this PIN number, and you could have multiple landlords looking at your credit through the PIN number. So that's another good way to kind of offer a landlord your credit report, and they know that you're not playing with your credit report and score because you're going directly to the bureau.
Well, Tracy, wouldn't you say that if a person, just like I tell people, and again, we don't have the time today, but I was just telling people like that lost the deal. I said, well, when you saw that seller, you should have come with a check, with a big check made out to them. You should have had all these things with a pre-approval. You should have put yourself in the best light. Well, if you're a renter and you come to the landlord and you have all these things up front, you probably, other people aren't going to have it, and it doesn't guarantee it, but it makes that landlord say, wow, this guy must be a real good credit. He must really be a good person to take because he's got all this great credit. He's willing to give it to me up front.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not saying that he's going to do it for half the price of the rent, but, you know, in a competitive market, it might just give you the edge.
And also, you can go and look at your credit prior to when they're reviewing it and see if it's really in the shape that you need it to be in to go and get a approval on a lease.
Now, Tracy, what are landlords, you know, a lot of the parents want to know, and also people that are renting. What do landlords look at when they're looking at credit scores?
Well, you know, in the past, they were looking at any kind of problem that you had with the landlord, like if you didn't pay rent and there was some kind of an eviction process that started, judgments with landlords. That is like right away, you know, a red flag, obviously. But now that they're getting these new credit bureau supplements and reports, they're looking at your actual payment history. So if you've been late on a rental, it's going to show up in those bureau reports. Now, if you are new into the rental market and you're a parent and worrying about your child who's getting involved in getting a rental, one thing you can do with traditional credit is offer them authorized user credit cards, so that goes on their credit report, and then they could go and get their own credit cards. You want them to start building their credit at a very young age. So they should have like 3 to 6 accounts on their credit report.
When you say young age, how young?
Not 16. I mean, give them an authorized credit card at a very young age. That credit card, even though they're not responsible for it, the history is going to go on their credit report after 3 to 6 months of them having that authorized user account with you.
But you give a 16-year-old an American Express card.
My daughter knew how to forge my handwriting. And she was 16 years old, okay? And, like, they were sending, you know, that was the day when they sent kids 15-year-old credit cards, like, to her name. And of course, you know, the parents liable. So she would say, oh, Mom, I knew your Social Security number. I knew your... She told me after the fact.
Right.
Oh, she said, oh, I knew your Social... And I knew how to forge your name. And then, of course, then when she went to camp, she would say, well, I got a telephone bill, okay? All the camps. So, like, I'm just saying, I think what Tracy's saying, you know, if you want to give them a credit card, you give it to them with a very small amount of money.
Or you don't even...
Or you have to know your child. There wouldn't be one that I would give mine because, truthfully, I think she... You have to know... Yeah, I think
you don't,
she would go...
You also don't have to give them a credit card. You could just do it, and they don't even have to know you did it. It'll go on their credit report. And then by the time they're 18, you could then tell them to go to credit.com and apply for credit cards for people with very limited credit, and they could start building their credit reports and their scores.
Or you give them a small amount. I mean, look, I know they do it in school now. They teach kids about money. Kids really traditionally, like, you know, when I grew up, they didn't teach you about money. You had to try to figure it out yourself. But then again, we didn't have credit cards so much until we got a little bit older.
Right.
They didn't teach you about money. Now, you know, the schools play around with the stock market. They teach kids about money, and kids have to learn about money and credit. They have to not think that it grows on the trees outside.
Absolutely.
And the kids that a lot of us brought up, unfortunately, still think it grows on those trees that
right.
come out.
I just want to say one thing. If you do want to learn about building your credit, you can call us at North Shore Advisory. You can just
email. What about your book?
The book as well, but we also have just created a website that's strictly educational that people could sign up for and learn how to build their credit on their own time, and it links to other sites that have credit cards for every situation, so it's a great
vehicle
for building your credit.
Maybe you Could you put that on our site so people that come to our site could also find you there?
Absolutely.
Can you link